It has been said by some wise soul in the universe that family is art in its imperfect, loving human form. We understand messiness and are inspired by imperfection, for through these things we learn to grow, to aspire, and to achieve greatness. We learn to thrive and we journey toward success. This is the art of family. So, I welcome you to our family, the Cotts family, where we create opportunities to succeed.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. This is Paige Blessman, Director of Communication at Cotts. And we have a special edition of The Art of Family today. Over the next 10 to 15 minutes, we'll be talking about Cotts Night with the Detroit Pistons. Cotts Night is coming up on Wednesday, March 20th at 7 p.m. Each ticket purchased via the special link will automatically include a $5 donation back to Cotts. The link is on our website. Plus, guests will have the chance to take a post-game shot. Let's talk about it. So welcome, Lucy. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm good. Happy to be here.
We are excited you are here and just for what is to come in the next few days. So let's start with how it all started. I think we both had a really unique meeting and just day when we met at the D Business event.
Yeah.
I think, how about you start from your point of view, yeah. You know, your day, how that went.
Absolutely. So yeah, I had never gone to one of those events before. Typically, people from work will go every month or so, just kind of depends on who's available that day. But yeah, it was a business event that morning. We had a brunch, had some guest speakers, but a lot of different business leaders in the area. And yeah, I met Paige there for the first time. Yeah. She was saying that it was her first time there as well. So I think both of us didn't really know what to expect, but went into it with an open mind and a full stomach after.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, we were both kind of sticking around towards the end. And mm-hmm. I know that, you know, we've never worked with Cotts before, but she was super interested in, you know, working with the Pistons somehow. So then ultimately, we connected and figured out a good way to work together. And that's what led to Cotts Night here.
Yes. Amazing. This is so cool to me think about, like, from your perspective and from my perspective, and then just seeing how the two of us coming together to make this one possible thing happen. And, you know, like, I know I went in where can be an introvert, and sometimes talking to people can be a lot. And so especially networking and new people, and just so where I walked in, I'm just like, oh, you know, I don't really know how to approach, you know, certain people and whatnot. But right, it was just, I just felt something and said, you know, hey, Lucy, you know, hey, what are you doing? Stuff like that. So it's cool. And I know right within my role, my new role here, it is to, you know, right, communicate and partner with others. So I was really happy to right also have been at that event, just right networking with others and just seeing right what networking can really do. And it can do this.
Yeah, I think it was cool because we're both pretty new in our mm-hmm. roles too. So
yes.
Just being able to start something from the ground up just through mm-hmm. a networking event in
yes.
Detroit, it's really cool to just see the whole thing through.
It is. So I'm really just excited to see us have a good time, Cotts families have a good time, and right, win or lose, it's just about creating memories and having a good time.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the details of the night, Wednesday, March 20th at 7 p.m. So also included is the post-game shot. So let's talk about like how that's supposed to look, you know, so people can know what they're getting themselves into.
Yeah, absolutely. So the post-game shot is probably one of the coolest experiences that we offer, especially for kids. Once the mm-hmm. game's over, they get to go down, take a shot on the same court that the players were playing on the whole time. So everybody who's part of this night, every single family member will go down there, get a chance to take a free throw on the Pistons court. And yeah, it's definitely something that kids and players continue to talk about after it happens. So really, really cool experience for the kids on the 20th.
So it is a free throw shot or anywhere. Can I do a half court shot? You know, if I'm feeling, you know, if I got
you're
the
feeling
jumper that
if you're
day.
Feeling crazy, you can. But sometimes, sometimes the ushers make you give them 10 push-ups if you miss.
Oh,
so
wow!
Free throw is the safest shot, I would say.
Okay, that noted for all of you basketball people out there for sure. That's fun. That's cool. Okay, and what about, will there be any other players that stick around ever, or?
It kind of depends. Sometimes different players will come out for post-game interviews.
Sure.
I've seen a couple players when I've been working down there doing the post-game shots, so not 100%, but yeah, sometimes the players do stick around. They'll come back out, say hi to their family members down who stuck around, so it all kind of depends.
Yeah, cool. That's just right. You never know.
Yeah.
Are there any other details we should know about the night?
So the doors will open at 5:30. So you can come anytime after that. We'll give Cots a nice welcome message as well during halftime, just welcoming everybody to the arena. And then a few Cots members, too, are going to be able to go down during the national anthem and stand side by side with the players.
That's
so
that's going to be amazing.
That's awesome, too, just being able to be that close before the game starts.
Yes.
Getting really close to some of the best players in the world.
I can't imagine
so,
what that's going to be like, man. Standing with the players on the, like during the national anthem.
There'll
like,
be a little bit of a height difference there, but.
I thought I wish I was a middle schooler again for a minute. You know? That'll be really cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure the national anthem is going to be a special memory for those kids. Like I can imagine the having that kind of memory because when I think about my basketball memories, like I think my first no not I think my first basketball memory that I could think of is actually going to the parade when the Pistons won. I'm really bad at basketball, all those, I don't know the year, but whatever year we won.
Okay,
I was gonna say I don't know, but I remember being at the parade downtown with my family and just thinking like, this is so cool. There's so many people downtown just seeing right all the color, like just right Pistons everywhere. And just, I just thought that was so cool. So yeah. What was your first basketball memory? Or I guess with the Pistons. Yeah. Maybe Pistons memory.
Yeah. I haven't been in Michigan for too long. So
okay.
Only been here a couple years, but
okay. Then basketball, man.
Basketball, yes. Basketball overall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm from Kentucky. So my first one was definitely with the Kentucky basketball team, just going to games with my dad and having that quality time.
That's
is something
cool.
I remember from growing up, but one of the games I know we were trying to break a Guinness Book of World Records. So in Kentucky, we were trying to set a record for the most hard hats in an arena.
Wow.
So as a little kid, we walked in there just with blue hard hats on every
that
single seat
cool.
in the arena. And then, we all put them on and we broke the record. So I just remember the crowd cheering and going crazy. And
so much blue.
Yeah, so much blue, a sea of blue. But
that's
something
cool.
that is definitely one of my earlier memories and just made me love sports and want to be a part of it my whole life.
That's cool. So I'm looking forward to helping to create memories for other kids and with their families and things. And so that's really fun. I really love hearing that story. That's so cool. That's amazing. So yes, at the end of the day too, it's so cool because I'm just excited that not only are we creating great memories, but we're also just bringing together two really important organizations in the city, and we're just collaborating and helping each other win, whether that's, you know, right, supporting the Pistons and the Pistons are supporting Cots. And not only is everyone supporting the Pistons, but people will be supporting Cots and who Cots supports as well. So it's just a lot of support going around.
Yeah.
And it just makes you smile.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the more we can work with organizations like Cots and other nonprofits too, I mean, we love doing that. So as much as we can give back to you guys, that's what it's all about.
We love it and we appreciate it. And hopefully we can do more things and other things for sure to just keep the good stuff
going.
Yeah,
this is just the beginning. So I'm excited to see it grow in years to come. I think it's unique too, just being in the sports world. Like it's really different from a lot of other places in that like it is fun and it is exciting and people naturally want to come out and have fun. So like we want to use, you know, the power of basketball to just bring people together at the end of the day, whether that's family coming out that you haven't seen in a while or friends or, you know, helping charities. That's what it's all about. Just bringing everybody together in the arena. So I'm happy that we can do that for you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Now that makes me think of before this happened, we were speaking with Ezekiel and how he was saying, you know, he really loves sports and how he was playing, you know, outside in our parking lot and stuff. And then he was like, well, you know, not every day, because, you know, when people are parked outside and stuff, and then he can't play. And so it just made me think of just like the opportunity for kids to just play and be kids. And you know, basketball is just such a just a dominant sport, you know, and just to have the opportunity for the kids to go to games that might not, you know, think he, you know, he didn't think he would ever go to a game, you know, and then he did. And so to be able to extend that opportunity to other kids at COTS is also just a really big thing. That's just like, yes, like feels good to be able to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want as many people from COTS to be able to go to the game as possible. So I'm really excited to just give everybody that experience. I'm sure, you know, a lot of them may have never been to a Pistons game before, and we just want them to have the best night ever.
Ditto, ditto. So that's why, not only that's why this partnership and night is also very special, because not only did we work out where, there is a $5 donation back to COTS for each ticket purchase, but we also worked out how, if someone didn't want to go to a game, they could still buy a ticket, buy tickets, however many tickets, you know, family of four, family of six, however many, you know, but to send a family to a game. I think that's just amazing. Like to, you know, do something for somebody else is just amazing. So I'm just excited to see how COTS night turns out. So just this conversation is getting me even more excited.
Me too. I'm excited.
Yes. And again, to see how one simple meeting like really created like a night for all of these people to just have fun. So shout out to us. No, shout out to the COTS and the Pistons overall.
All right, Paige, well, curious, why did you want to collab with the Pistons?
Well, I wanted to collab with the Pistons because within my role here, I want to keep engagement new and exciting with our donors and partners and families and volunteers and everyone who supports us. This hasn't been done before, so I'm really excited to do something new. And especially at this time, because I'm noticing that COTS and a lot of other nonprofits typically get most of their support and donations during this quote unquote giving season, which is typically like from November to January or so. And absolutely are we very thankful for all of your support. But the thing is that we need constant support, like not just during the holidays, but on a random Tuesday or Thursday too, on March 4th, on June 12th, just every day, you know, there's a nonprofit that needs your support. So here we are with COTS Night. This is a new event our donors and partners and everyone that works with COTS can be a part of, and everyone can come have fun and just also give back at the same time. So everyone's a winner. Thank you, Lucy, for coming through today and joining me on the Art of Family podcast. I'm looking forward to seeing you again soon at COTS Night, which is again Wednesday, March 20th at 7 p.m. at the Little Caesars Arena. Details again are you can sit anywhere, doesn't matter. Wherever you sit, $5 per ticket will go back to COTS, and we so appreciate your donation and your presence that night. In addition, at the end of the game, we will have a post-game shot. Typically, it is at the free throw line, but if you're feeling really, you know, you got your jumper on you, you might be able to do half court or somewhere else. But keep in mind, you might have to do some push-ups if you miss. Tickets are available at COTSDetroit.org on our homepage. Also, the link can be found on our Instagram at COTS Detroit in our Instagram bio. And if you just go to any of our social media pages, you will find the link. And keep in mind that there are two links. One is for you as an attendee to attend the game and see you there. However, if you are unable to make it, but you still want to be a part of COTS Night, you could buy tickets for a family to go to a game at COTS, and we'll make those arrangements for them. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. And that is all, folks. Peace.
Thank you for listening to The Art of Family, a podcast that serves to share triumphs of families overcoming poverty and homelessness. As families journey towards stability, COTS believes there is always beauty to be found along the way. Through partnership, mentorship, and relationship, we all create opportunities to succeed. To support this mission, or to learn more about COTS, our families, or our partners, visit us online at cotsdetroit.org. That's COTSDetroit.org.